Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball. It's the Giants and the Pirates coming up. Joined by Bob Walk, former Major League pitcher. He's been a good guest on our show before. And, of course, he's a radio analyst for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Bobby, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing really well. Just kind of getting through the year. It's been a little bit of a tough one for us, but we got a lot of younger players now. And these last couple months of the season, we're just going to be watching them and see who's going to be part of the answer for the years to come and maybe who's not.
What's it like to be the spoiler again? You know, you've been through this in your life, even though you've been in a World Series and had all sorts of success. But a spoiler really becomes very important in a pennant race in August and September.
Well, I mean, the teams don't go out there thinking, oh, we're going to try and spoil anything. I mean, the word spoiler really, I don't think, has a lot of meaning for the guys that are down there. Guys on our team, for instance, you know, I mentioned it's mostly a bunch of young guys. There's a whole ton of rookies that have never been in the major leagues before this season. You know, they're worried about getting their careers started. They're wanting to impress people so that, you know, come next February, they have jobs. They have invitations to spring training. Maybe they're penciled in as going to be everyday starters. And that's what they're really thinking about right now. And, you know, they're just, you know, trying to do the right things, try to get better, you know, catch the eyes of the decision makers and get their careers on the right track. And if they do that, if they play well, then, yeah, they might win a game or here and spoil somebody else's plans.
Yep, it's part of baseball history. Bob Walk joins us. What did you think of the moves the Pirates made at the trade deadline? Vogelbach went to New York. And, of course, a couple of players went on to the Cardinals.
You know, Vogelbach going to New York, I mean, it really doesn't have any effect on us. You know, there were a lot of guys you just let go, DFA, that sort of thing, because they're making roster room to get these young guys playing time. Everybody knew that was going to happen. You know, the season started. You pick up some guys that have been around for a little while to kind of be placeholders until the young guys are ready to go out there. Vogelbach, he filled one of those roles. And so, you know, no surprise that he would be moved. In fact, it would be a surprise if he hadn't have been moved. So that's kind of just, you know, the way things happen, you know, with a team like ours. You sign some veterans, older players, Vogelbach, for instance, just so you can flip them at the trading deadline and try to get some young players to go into your minor league system and see if you can't make something out of them for the future. So that's kind of the way it is. We knew a month ago that, okay, these older guys, they're going to see some playing time now, so all the scouts can put in their final notes and that sort of thing. And they'll see if they can trade them at the deadline. If nobody wants them, well, then they'll just release them. We've done that with a few guys. And we'll start playing the young guys the last 2 months.
Mm. Boy, Bob Walk with us. Hey, how did you get into broadcasting? You're the big right-hander.
I have no idea. They called me in late January of 1994, the director of broadcasting for the Pirates called me and said, hey, would you consider retiring if we offered you a job doing the color work? And this was only a couple weeks before spring training. And they had planned to hire somebody else, and it didn't work out. And so they were caught with nobody. And I was 37 years old. How much longer was I going to play anyway? So after some thought, I decided to give it a shot and see what happens. And 29 years later, here I am. And still going, but I don't know for how much longer. I'm looking to cut back next year. I've been going to the ballpark every day, you know, every summer for 6 months since I signed my first minor league contract back in 1977. I'm looking to slow down now.
Okay, all right. He's still got the pipes and he knows the game well, so not so fast, as they like to say. Bob Walk with us. Bob, tell us a few of the players who've stood out to you, because we will see a lot of young players.
Well, you know, we have these guys that they stand out for a few days, and then they strike out, you know, 5 out of 9 times the next few days. So it's kind of hard to go and say, okay, this is a can't miss guy, but our big 6'7" shortstop Cruz, he's the guy that I think everybody looks to because he has superstar type talent. The guy's arm is off the charts. The way he can throw a ball across the diamond, I've never seen anybody with that kind of an arm. Of course, he's got the big long levers. At 6'7", he should be able to throw the ball. And you think about, well, can he play shortstop at that height? And that was my question. But now, after watching him for a month, yes, he can. He still needs to do a few different things that, occasionally, you can see that he's very unpolished, but it's there. And then the offensive side, that's what I think is going to maybe make him a superstar one day. And he can hit the ball as hard and as far as anybody I've ever seen. But he can also strike out three times in a row on 9 pitches. So, again, he needs some polish. But since he has been in the big leagues now for, I don't know, it's been like a little over a month, month and a half, he's hit his he's in the top 10 in home runs and RBIs. So even though the batting average has just been hovering a little above 200, he's still getting the ball out of the ballpark. He's still getting enough extra base hits. He's knocking guys in from first and a lot of that. So the main guy on our team that you got to look for the future, and the sky is the limit with this guy. I mean, he could be a Hall of Famer someday. He's got that kind of talent, but he has to prove it. He has to do it. Is O'Neill Cruz. Remember that name, O'Neill Cruz.
Okay. All right. Good scouting report. You can become a scout if you don't want to be a broadcaster anymore.
No, I couldn't. I've missed on so many people over the years. I couldn't tell you. But, that's how hard this game is. Somebody like Cruz, with all the talent in the world, might not make it. It's hard to pick the winners and losers.
Well, you mentioned the Hall of Fame. The Pirates just established a Hall of Fame. A couple of guys going in who you know well. One is Steve Blass, one of your colleagues, and Maz, Bill Mazeroski.
Yeah, Maz has been around for a long time. He came to the ballpark just about maybe a week or so ago and talked to everybody. And of course, Blass, my first 25 years of being a broadcaster, he was the other color guy. So it was a lot of fun traveling around the country with him. And, I always look at him like he was a big brother. And, a lot of the guys that went in, they picked 19 people to go in the original Pirate Hall of Fame there at the ballpark. And a lot of them are already in the Major League Hall of Fame. Most of them are. Steve's not there, but he was a no-brainer first guy in our own Hall of Fame. He has been a member of the Pirate family since he's 18 years old. For 60 years, he either played or worked in some capacity for the Pirates. And so the fact that he was in the original class to go in, that was a great reward for a good man.
I take it you never ran across Honus Wagner.
No, only his statue outside home plate. That's the only place I've ever seen him. But, yeah, there are some all-time greats. The Pirates have a great history, and a lot of plaques in the Hall of Fame have guys wearing Pirate hats.
All right, a pleasure having you on. Always good to catch up with you. And we'll see you next year, I'm sure. Bob Walk. Thanks so much, Bob.
Hey, my pleasure.
More coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.